So let's review. The Gemara quotes two opinions, whether the afternoon keteris and the lighting of the menorah come before or after the Karban Pesach. Tan Rabban, Tamid Kaidin LePesach, Pesach Kaidin LeKeteris, Keteris Ketemis LeNeris. The first brisa says that the Tamid is brought before the Pesach, because regarding the Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim, the Torah writes, V'Sakeves HaSheni Tasa Bein Arbaim. The second Tamid should be done in the afternoon, while regarding the Pesach, the Torah writes two psukim. In Parshas Re'e it says, Sham tizbech as a Pesach be'erev. In Parshas Bo it says, V'shachtei oisik kol kahal adas Yisrael bein harabayim. Be'erev and bein harabayim both indicate that it is to be brought in the afternoon. Therefore, Pesach is brought after the Tamid, because Pesach has both be'erev and bein harabayim, while Tamid has only bein harabayim. Based on the above, everyone agrees that Pesach is brought after the Tamid, as we've also learned on the previous daf. Everyone also agrees that Keteris and Neris are always done after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. However, there are two opinions whether the afternoon Keteris and the lighting of the menorah come before or after the Karban Pesach. This braisa holds that Keteris and Neris are done after the Pesach, even though they also have only one term Bein Arbayim, because Miyat Rachmana Oisai. The Torah says, Yarach Oisai Aaron Uvanov Me'ervat Baker to teach. The menorah is the only daytime avoda which lasts me'ervat baker until the next morning. Therefore, it must be the last avoda of the day, and no other avoda may be done after it, even Pesach. V'iskish keteris l'neris. The Torah says, "Uvahalos aron es haneris bein arbayim rek tirano," which links the keteris to the menorah to teach that keteris is also brought after the Karban Pesach. V'tanya kikushin. Another braisa teaches that while the Keteris and Neiris are brought after the Tamid, based on the above drash, they are brought before the Pesach, because they have only one term, Bein Arbayim. The word Oisai by Menorah just teaches that Keteris must come before Menorah. Tanaban. The braisa teaches that the morning Keteris is brought before the Tamid Shal Shachar, because regarding Keteris it says, V'hikterol of Aaron Keteris sam ba'beker ba'beker. Regarding the Tamid Shal Shachar, it says, as a keves echad tasav a baker. The double term ba baker indicates that the keteris should be brought first. The Gemara continues. We typically do not allow any karbanos other than the Pesach, the keteris, and the menorah to be done after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. However, the Braisa adds that if somebody is a mechusi kippurim, he still needs to bring karbanos that will complete his tara process and allow him to eat kachim. All agree he can bring those karbanos after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim on Erev Pesach, so that he will be able to eat the Karban Pesach. Because the mitzvah aseh of Karban Pesach, which is subject to karis, would be deicha the aseh da hashlama, the requirement to make the tamid the last karban of the day. Rabbi Shmuel ben Noach Rabbi Yochanan Bereka holds that a mechutzi kippurim can bring his karban after the tamid even on a regular day, if he brought a karban which he must eat. However, the Gemara asks that the mitzvah of eating kachim cannot be deicha the aseh da hashlama. The Gemara gives two cases in which it is not Deicha the Aseh da Hashlama, but rather that there is no violation of the Aseh da Hashlama. First, Amr Avina, Amr Avchizda. Hacha b'chatas ho'if askinan. We're talking about a bird chatas where only the blood, not the meat, is brought on the Mizbeach. Therefore, it does not violate the Aseh da Hashlama. Even though an Oyla and an Asher must sometimes also be brought to achieve Kapara, we are assuming that they had already been brought earlier before the Tamid. Second, Rav Papa Amar, Mala umalina bereishis shemizbeach. They put the chatas on the mizbeach overnight, so that it does not become possibleina, but only burn it the next day, so that there is no violation of the aseh da hashlama. The Gemara raises two problems with this solution and answers each problem. First, kayamin va'avdinon milsul kahanim de'asu b'hu l'dei takala. Shouldn't we be concerned that by leaving the chatas on the mizbeach, the kohen will accidentally burn it when they burn the emurim of the rest of the day's karbanas? The Gemara answers, Kahanim's reason him. Kahanim are very careful and won't make this error. Second, for kamadule miskatre muri kahanim le motzi achli baser. As long as the emurim are not burned, the kohen may not eat the meat. And kahanim oichlim abayal miskaprim, the owners only get kapar when the kohen eat the meat. What then is accomplished by leaving the animal on the mizbeach if the owner still won't have a kapara? The Gemara answers, Kivin delay efshir, assume kimishanit muash avdu. Since it's not possible in this case to burn it, we treat it like a case of where the emurim became tummy or lost, where the kahana may eat the meat even though the emurim were not burnt. Just before the Mishnah Amud Beis, the Gemara quotes and resolves two contradictions in Pesukim. First, the Pasuk says, "Layolin chaylev chagi ad boiker." We may not leave the fat of the chagiga until morning. It seems, however, that we may leave it all night and burn it just before morning. On the other hand, Allah Hashlem Kol Karbanos Kulam teaches that nothing should be burned after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. The Gemara answers, Kishen Nitaisru. The Pasuk is talking about a case where the Zrikas Hadam of the carbon was done on the Mizbeach before the Tamid, and it may then be burned even after the Tamid. Second, the Pasuk says, Layalan La Baiker Zevach Chaga Pesach. We may not leave carbon Pesach until morning, but can burn it in the middle of the night. Yet the Pasuk says, Oila Shabbos B'Shabbatai. From which we learn, we can only burn a yomtiv carbon on yomtiv, but not a weekday carbon like the Pesach on yomtiv night. The Gemara answers, the pasuk that allows burning it at night is talking about a case where Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, so we are burning a Shabbos carbon and not a weekday carbon on yomtiv night. The Daf concludes with a mission that says, HaPesach sheshachdu shaloi lishmoi, V'kibul v'holach v'zarek shaloi lishmoi, oi lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi, oi shaloi lishmoi u'lishmoi pasal. If any of the avodis of a carbon Pesach were done shaloi lishmoi, which means it was done with the intention that the carbon be ishlam, the Pesach is pasal. In the next daf, we will discuss this halacha in greater detail.